Tour guide Mark Schreiber leads a tour group around a puddle of murky water covering half the floor of Housing Unit 3. He has to avoid areas of the prison that have deteriorated to the point of becoming safety hazards.
This building was built circa 1865.
For 3 years now, visitors have had the opportunity to get a glimpse past the towering rock-hewn walls of one of the country's oldest prisons. Inside, they find broken windows, mold-infested corners, and rusted iron cages that once held the worst criminals in Missouri. They step over chunks of plaster wall and under doorways of crumbling stone. But that isn't scenery for dead prisoners who supposedly haunt the old stone walls. They're signs of a prolonged deterioration that could signal the end of the Missouri State Penitentiary as a tourist destination and historic landmark.
Demolition by neglect really is what's happening over at MSP right now. The buildings are being neglected, and therefore they are falling apart and at some point will not be able to be open for tours.
Steve Picker is executive director of the City Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the prison puts Jefferson City on the map as a tourist destination. When the Bureau started tours there 3 years ago, it had around 4,000 visitors. Last year, it had more than 17,000. But there is no funding nor any plans for the preservation of the prison, which sources say is close to deteriorating beyond repair. Picker and others in charge say they don't know what will ultimately happen to the historic site.
But we do need to figure out a way that if funds are generated, either by a non-for-profit or through donations, that they can be used at the site. And right now, we just don't have a mechanism in place to make that happen.
Tourists aren't the only ones who care about the prison. Jefferson City residents identified MSP development as their number one priority for development in the city in a voter survey. But they don't want to pay for it either. Voters recently rejected a proposed sales tax to pay for the needed renovation. Debbie Brown opened Prison Brews a few blocks away from MSP in 2008. Her prison-themed pub has an interest in the nearby tourist attraction, but Brown says local business in general would pick up if the promised development were to actually take place.
I think most residents here would love to see it grow and, more things actually happen there.
A commission was tasked with the site's preservation in 2001, but its progress stalled due to a lack of funds. Gene Bushman is a member of the Missouri State Penitentiary Redevelopment Commission. He says the commission is only able to take an advisory position at this point.
Right now, it's just making plans, making decisions about if we get some funds.
The commission rarely meets because the members feel they don't have enough to discuss. Though they are charged with caring for the site, members consider the funding and preservation of the site to be ultimately the state's responsibility.
Those are and will always be state buildings. So it's fundamentally a state responsibility for the preservation.
But for decades, the state has always had other priorities. Carl Vogel says funding for the prison was in a dire state even 20 years ago when it was still in use. At the time, Vogel was serving in the Missouri General Assembly.
By the time, budget rolls around, here we are in late March, it always falls by the wayside.
Especially now, when the state is in financial stress, an unoccupied prison is unlikely to receive state funds. But another reason for the advanced deterioration is that the site was not well cared for in the years after its closing, Pete Edding says. Edding worked there as a corrections officer and visited the prison soon after it closed. He calls the state an absentee landlord.
There were buildings that had the windows wide open. Wide open, the towers and stuff like that, and just left it that way. There was no thought into putting the buildings into storage.
But some projects have been completed. Some areas of the site were redeveloped, and now a federal courthouse and a state health lab occupy some former prison land. Bushman says he admires the state's ability to also make repairs where it can.
Somehow they managed to make repairs to the gas chamber last year, which was quite remarkable.
About 1873 or 1874, they quit burying it.
Schreiber worries that someday MSP will be represented only by a plaque reading, "This was the oldest prison west of the Mississippi." It might as well be a tombstone.
The important thing is that people need to realize that that's a very valuable piece of our history. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.